It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
We're at Southern States in Elton talking farm safety and really what the folks here at Southern States do. Kevin, tell us about the folks you have working with. You got a lot of big crew working here with you at Southern States, some in the office today, some out and about spreading lime and doing different things. Who you got working with you?
We've got Steve Lack is one of our gentlemen here. He's here in the showroom with us right now. There's Robert Bryant. Charlene Lamoran's our bookkeeper. She's happens to be off for a few days there. We've got Jeff Rogers, and then we've got Brian Frogue, who is our field sales associate. He works a couple of counties here, so he's usually out of the office.
And you guys have been together here for quite some time in the Southern States office in Elton. We're a good crew working here and taking care of farmers for a long time.
Well, we've been here a while. Of course, this store was put here in 1963. There was an old store building on the other side of town, you might say, there for a while. Don't know when that actually was put in there. But anyway, 1963, this building was built, and it's an old building, but it still serves us well. We keep several supplies in it.
Obviously, a big supplier for Todd County Agriculture. And so we mentioned earlier, you got farmers that are really trying to get ready for wheat planting here before long, once they get done with the corn and the soybeans for this year, and corn in particular. And wheat planting will come up before you know it, and doing some lime, too.
Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of lime now. The farm economy, as everyone knows, is not the greatest, but guys still plugging right along, just praying for a little better day tomorrow. So we get the lime done, then the fertilizer will come, then the wheat seeding, they'll drill the majority of the wheat anymore, and then we'll be into chemical applications over the wheat, and before you know it, it'll be winter.
A lot of folks I know plan for next year. They're already starting to think about what they're going to do, not only the wheat this fall, but plan for next year, too. They plan pretty early anymore.
Yeah, we'll run crop budgets, and Brian's got a system there to run crop budgets. So we kind of, is it economical to plant wheat and double crop soybeans behind it, or do I want to wait and just go full season beans and not make all those applications over the wheat? How much corn am I going to have based on what the prices are versus my soybean crop? But a lot of our farmers will hold their rotations and just pray for a better day on the market.
You see a lot of farmers who are saying, well, I'm just going to do full season beans, or a lot of your farmers still doing the traditional rotation like they have been for years?
For the most part, it seems like a lot of them will just continue to hold the rotation. Some will back off based on pricing, but it's just hard. And wheat helps hold our soil. You know, some of our soil needs protection. So it's a good cover crop, and they may even sow wheat now with the intention of not necessarily harvesting it. They may want to burn it down for to no-till wheat in, or to no-till corn into, but and some of them have even got the opportunities to graze it or roll it for hay.
Right. So I think if you had some hay right now, you're probably in good shape, because we only got a couple of cuttings of hay this year, which is not typical for what we do because it got so dry here at the end of the year.
Right. The second cutting of hay wasn't that good. The first cutting was pretty good volume. The quality was off a bit. And then, like I say, second cutting, not so good. There's a lot of hay out there, but it may not be the best hay. If we have a hard winter, it still may be hard and may need to be supplemented with protein. But then there's where Southern States comes in. We'll be glad to supplement it with protein.
I was going to say, talk about how that process works. How do you supplement with protein for folks who may not know exactly what you're talking about there?
We can do it a couple of different ways. We have a liquid feed you can put in tanks where cattle can just come up and lick the tank and they'll get protein. That product is a 32% protein product. We can do that. We've got protein that you can mix in with corn. If you've got a lot of corn at home and you don't want to sell cheap corn, you want to put it through a cow, we've got a 36% pellet. You can blend that at a 3-4 to 5-1 ratio, just depending on the quality of your corn and how much you want to fatten them. So we've got different ways depending on what you want to do, how much work you want to do.
We was talking to one of your farmers here a while ago, talking about the price of cattle, and I forget his name. You may probably remember his name, but we're talking about cattle and price of cattle. He said he just bought some cattle and talk about how much they're worth this day and time. But for farmers who's got the fences, and cattle's not a bad option, too, to add in there.
No, cattle are a good thing to have right now. It's hard to buy many. I mean, there are a lot of backgrounders around that want to buy calves, and they're struggling a little bit to buy calves, but then they've got a good product if they can market it and get the weight on them at a reasonable cost per pound of gain. Then they've got a lot of money there. So, yeah, that farmer was actually a retired employee here who worked 37 years. He worked here and retired a couple of years ago.
Really? So great history here with you, too, then.
Yeah, he was a good employee there. He worked his heart out while he was here.
I'll tell you what, you got good folks that are dedicated to what you do, and you guys are dedicated to serving your farmers, and that's so important, Kevin. But, this is Farm Safety Week coming up next week. What do you guys have as far as helping farmers make sure everything's safe on their farm? A lot of things here inside the store and that you guys can help them with.
Well, as far as safety products, we don't necessarily have that many safety products. Of course, we've got gloves and safety eyewear, things of that nature. We do urge our customers to try to, you can see when they come in how tired and weary they are, maybe from running a combine or trucks, and try to convince them to, hey, just slow down a little bit, take the time to take care of yourself.
Very important. And I think for cattle farmers, you've got fencing and things like that too, you can help them with as well.
Yeah, we sell all the fencing things and stuff. And there's been several fences put up even here lately. We've had one guy fence off a couple of hundred acres up north, and he's in the process of retaining a bunch of heifers because he doesn't want to go out and spend all that money that we were talking about on replacement animals. So he's going to retain probably at least 50 or 60, trying to build his herd over the next year or so, hoping that the prices on cattle will continue to be good.
Can't beat that. Keep your fingers crossed. I think diversification is really important right now in agriculture, for sure. And we're here with Kevin and the folks in Southern States and Elton talking about farm safety, really agriculture in general, and get some updates from what they're doing these days. We're on Todd 1070 and WEKT 92.1 FM.